Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord, and welcome to Jabez One Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett, joining you live in Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez One Radio is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty good God we serve. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am free. Jesus is none like him. Jesus is Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last. And beside him, there is none other. that young lady that sang that song, his eye is on the sparrow. Singing, she says, because she's free. And not only because she's free, but because she's happy. And who the Son set free, Jesus Christ, is free indeed. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus can give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Amen. Yes, he can do it, and he can do it today. Today's topic is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That scripture is coming out of the third chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Read the entire chapter when you can. Matthew, the third chapter. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting your name on high. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, Father, that we've committed willingly and unwillingly. We ask that, Lord Jesus, that you will wash away all of our sins and create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, that we may not sin against you. Father God, wash us with the blood of Jesus. Wash us with the blood of the Lamb. Give us a blood bath today, Father God. Cleanse our thoughts, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our bodies, cleanse our souls, Father God, that we might be whole in Jesus' name. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. For some may have already repented of their sins, but they haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, convict them and let them know and lead them to the water. Lead them to a sanctuary, a house of God, or a man or woman of God that can baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. And for those who haven't repented, this is the day that you can choose whom you are going to serve, life or death, blessing or cursing. Let them make a choice to receive Jesus Christ today and be baptized in Jesus' name. We ask that you continue to look on us, Father. Look upon my mother. Bless her and continue to touch and heal her body and my family, Father, my sisters, my brothers in Christ Jesus, my nieces, my aunts and my uncles and my cousins, the bloodline, Father God. Look upon the nation. Have mercy on us. Bless them, Father God. Bless America. And Father God, we ask that you will look upon the government, because you said the government shall be upon your shoulders, Father God, and let us be mindful that you are in control. In Jesus' name, amen. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. Jesus' eye is on the sparrow. In the third chapter of Matthew, when you read it, you'll find that John the Baptist was preparing the way of the Lord. He was in the wilderness, crying out in the wilderness, saying that there's one that's coming after him, whose shoes or who's mightier than him, and he wouldn't be able to tie his shoes, because Jesus Christ was going to come and he was going to baptize with not only the Holy Ghost, but with fire. And that's what we are referring to when we're referring to Acts in the second chapter in the 38th verse. If you have a notepad or don't have one, get a notepad and a pen and write these scriptures down so you can make reference to them. Matthew 3 and Acts the second chapter and the 38th verse. But read Matthew 3 in its entirety. Acts the second chapter and the 38th verse, Jesus says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Well, in Matthew 3, Jesus was baptized of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist did not understand it, but he had to do it because it was the will of the Father. And so John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And John the Baptist had to prepare the way of the Lord. That was his given assignment, that Jesus Christ is coming. And he is somebody that's mightier than I, because John says, I baptize you with water unto repentance. So John the Baptist was baptizing with water, but only unto repentance. And so Jesus came that we not only repent of our sins, but that we be baptized in the name of his name, which is no other name under heaven whereby man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. And so to be baptized in the name of Jesus and to not only receive remission of our sins, but to receive the Holy Ghost and to be baptized with fire. A lot of times we hear people saying, okay, this person has the Holy Ghost. Some people don't know what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is the comforter. The Holy Ghost, Jesus says, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. He says, but I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, shall lead and guide you into all truth. And so Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changeth not. And Jesus says, if we just come unto him, he says, come unto me. He says, boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy in the time of need. Jesus wants us to come. He says, where the feast of the Lord is going on. Jesus has a table that's spread, and he has a lot on the table for us. He has some joy. He has some love. He has some peace. He has a lot of different fruits, and we've heard of the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit, we know it's not only love and joy and peace, but what about some long suffering? Amen. Sometimes we are going through in life, in this life, you will have tribulation. He says, but Jesus says, I have overcome the world. And not only will you have some tribulation and trials and long suffering, but he says, be patient. He says, you know, your tribulation worketh patience. And Jesus is trying to work something out in you. And he's trying to share something with you. He's trying to get something to you. So in your tribulation, there is a lesson to be learned. There is a story to be told. What are you learning? What are you doing in the name of Jesus Christ through your trial, through your midst of test, your test? Because that's where we get a testimony, through our test and through our trial. Then we can come forth with a testimony. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So when John the Baptist was preparing the way of the Lord, he was letting us know, hey, I'm not the one, but Jesus is. And he's coming. He's mighty. And he's coming. And he's going to come and baptize you. He can baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Because Jesus is the Son of God. And when John the Baptist was baptized by Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist himself, there was a dove that ascended down from heaven, because the Father had sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, into the world that he might die for you and I, so that you and I might live again and that we may have the right to the tree of life, eternal life. In this life, we will have a time that is going to be over. Yes, time is of the essence. Time, the word time was in my spirit earlier. And Ecclesiastes in the 3rd chapter, it talks about how there's a time and place for every purpose under the sun, everything under the sun. But there's a time to be born, and there's also a time to die. But in this life, once this life is over, there is another destiny, and that's the destiny that we choose while we're in this world. He says, you choose this day whom you're going to serve, life or death, blessing or cursing. When you choose Jesus Christ and you choose to repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus, you take on his name. And when you take on his name, you take on all the benefits that comes with his name. And that's eternal life with Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in his word, he told us that heaven and earth is going to pass away. Yes, it's going to pass. Heaven is going to pass away. He said, but my word shall stand forevermore. And he says he's going to have a new city prepared for us. He said, where the streets are paved of gold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says, we won't need the light company because, and you know what? He said, he is the light. He is the light of the world, and he is going to light up the city. Hallelujah. That new Jerusalem. Amen. And then he's going to have, you know, all manner of fruits right there in the midst of paradise. Hallelujah. And so that's the glory of God, and that's what we're aiming towards, and that's what we want, because Jesus tells us in his word, after death comes the judgment. See, God is a God of judgment. He's a just God, and he's also bringing judgment now, and he says judgment shall begin first. Where? At the house of God. The house of God, you know, is where we go and we share the word of God. We fellowship with the men and women. But, you know, we are the church, the true and of the true and living God. The church are the people that make up the body of Christ, who have repented of their sins, who've been baptized in Jesus' name, and who are living for Christ and who are witnesses for him. And living for him, not just talking the talk, but walking the talk, walking what they talk, and walking what they preach. And that's how we become the part of his body. And we all work together, you know, as one. The body, meaning there's a head. Jesus is our head in the body of Christ. We look at our body, there's a head, right? So Jesus is our head. Amen. And then we have different parts of the body of Christ. So we all have special places in the body of Christ that we operate in, and that we make the body of Christ complete. So that's why Jesus tells us also in his word to make your calling and election sure. You want, if you are, know God has called you for such a time as this, walk worthy, Jesus said, in the vocation wherewith you've been called. You can't half step. You cannot deny him, because you cannot be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Because if you deny him before men, he's going to deny you before the Father. And if you confess him before men, he's going to confess you before the Father. Amen. So Jesus, he went back when he died. He came to this world and he died for our sins. And he died on the cross on that hill called Golgotha. He went and ascended back into heaven. And guess where he's seated right now? At the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. That's God our Father. Yeah, he reports back to our Father, which is in heaven, and he is our head. Amen. And Jesus, Father, look, Father and Jesus are one. Amen. Yes, it's all one. We're all one in the part of the body of Christ. There's one body, right? Amen. And we have a head, right? We said Jesus Christ is our head. And we're all different. There are different parts of the body to make the body complete. There's one Lord, Jesus says, one faith, and one baptism. There's no other Lord. He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. And he is the great I am. He is Alpha and not only Omega, but he says he's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. And he is the Prince of Peace. You know, he'll give you peace that passes all understanding, even in the midst of your storm. Whatever you're going through, God's got it. Jesus has you and on his mind, and he has you on his docket. He said it's not his will that any should perish. He says, but it is his desire that everyone, that all would come unto repentance and come unto him. And to seek his face and turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves and pray. And Jesus says, then you and I, we will hear from heaven and he'll heal our land. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus said, he's not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so Jesus is not a man that he should lie. And he said his word will not return back unto him void. So when you are praying, pray the word of God. Open those scriptures. Open Acts 2:38. Open Matthew. Open the third chapter. Open these scriptures up and pray the scriptures. Pray the word of God, because Jesus said his word will not return unto him void. So when you don't know what to pray, pray the word of God. Ask God to come into your heart and teach you how to pray, that you might humble yourself. But that's the key to being humble, humble. Jesus knows when we come to him humble. He knows when we're pretending. He knows when we have a prideful spirit and a haughty spirit. And, you know, Jesus can't deal with a pride and haughty spirit. He says a pride. He says pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a downfall. Jesus is meek and he is lowly. He said, if you want to be exalted, you must what? Humble yourself. So anytime you want to be promoted, you want to be uplifted, you want to be exalted, what you have to do is be meek and lowly. He says, humble yourself that you may be exalted in due season. He exalts you, but if you are prideful and haughty, no. God can't do anything with you. You're on your way down. Because I recall when I was in the hospital with my mom, I guess at the hospital, and it was about this time that I was there. It was I was on the elevator, and a doctor had gotten on the elevator. So I was going down, and he was going up. Well, when he got on the elevator, I can't recall who pressed up first or who pressed down, if I pressed down first and he pressed up. So I was going down because I was going to the first floor. So he just knew he was going to go to up first, and I believe maybe he did press the up button first. So it went down, and so I was able to get off first, and I said, well, hey. I said, yeah, the only way up is down. So you have to go down. And he said, yeah, you're right. You got to go down before you can go up. You want to go up. It doesn't make sense. But if you, in the kingdom of God, it makes a lot of sense. But if you want, in the world, it doesn't make sense. If you want to be exalted, you want to be promoted, you must humble yourself, because people, God can't use you, or anyone else can't use you when you have a haughty spirit or a proud spirit. Amen? Amen? So Jesus is telling us to repent of our sins. He said, what is sin? He didn't know of to do it good and doeth it not. To him, it's sin. So if you want to know what's sin, that's exactly the definition of sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So when you come into the Lord, when you're repenting, ask him to forgive you first of your sins. Come to him humble. Get down on your knees. Bow down and ask him to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to wash away your sins. And he said he would not only cleanse you and forgive you of your sins, but he says he will cast them into the sea. Of what? Forgetfulness. He won't even remember your sins. That's the kind of God we serve. He's so just. He'll cast them in the sea. He won't even remember them. He's not going to hold those accountable if you repent. So that's just the word that Jesus is telling us today. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. But then after you repent, make sure you follow the baptism in Jesus' name. Because time is winding up. And listeners, I promise you, when your time is up, if you haven't repented of your sins and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, then your eternity is not going to be with Jesus Christ. Jesus says he gives us a choice. He doesn't make us choose him. He says, you choose this day whom you are going to serve, life, death, blessing, or cursing. He just gives us a free will. He said, you choose. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Come to the table where the feast of the Lord is going on. Let him be able to light your fire. He will wash away your sins. He not only will wash away your sins, But he'll give you a new life with him, an abundant life. He says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He didn't come that you might be broke, busted, and disgusted, and miserable, and unthankful, and ungrateful, and just unholy. He came that you might live again and not only have the right to the tree of life and abundant life, but that you may also have eternal life with him when this life is over. So remember to stay humble. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Do what God wants you to do. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing or what somebody else is saying, because they have no heaven and hell to put you in. But I promise you and I guarantee you, if you try Jesus and you repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and that you start to walk, you will walk in, you receive the Holy Ghost, and you will begin to walk in the newness of life. Old things will be passed away. And behold, Jesus Christ, glory, hallelujah. He says, I will make all things new. Glory be to God. You won't be bound. You will be free. And that's where we said earlier in the broadcast, who the Son set free, my God, is free indeed. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus, he's an on-time God. But you don't want to be late. He's on time. Don't be caught with your works undone. Don't let Jesus come back and you say, oh, that's not real. They've been saying Jesus was coming back when my great-grandmother was living. Well, Jesus ain't came back yet. Well, don't be foolish. Live for Jesus. Live your life with Jesus Christ. Let him give you a new life, a new talk, a new walk, a new way of living. Try him. And I promise you, he'll work it out for you. He'll never fail, because Jesus, he is, he's the great I am. And he will blow your mind. And he said in his word, he will do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. That's the kind of God we serve, because he's just good like that. And his name is Jesus Christ. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will continue to look down upon the listeners. Father, that this word might fall on good ground. That, Father God, that they not only might hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, but they may act upon your word. That they may feel convicted, and that they may do your will and do it your way. That they may choose you and try Jesus, and knowing that everything is going to be all right, and that they can live a life full of love, joy, peace, and happiness, even in the midst of their storm. We ask and decree it so, and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to pray for one another. Always think about others that are in the nursing homes, in the prison, in the hospital bed, people that are less fortunate, that don't have food to eat. Think about those people and pray for them. Then go and make a basket and take them to the sick. Create a nice basket for somebody and go take it to somebody that's sick and shut in. You know, there's a prison that needs ministering to. The prisoners need to be saved too. So, we can't just be selfish with our salvation. Let's tell others about Jesus Christ. Let somebody else know that Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. Amen. Amen. And God bless you.